Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio as we continue through with our visits with those who are running for mayor here in Atlantic. We have quite a few folks that have decided to jump into the race this year, and today it's Tim Tighe with us this morning. Tim, how are you?
I'm great. Glad to be here, Jim.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about Tim Tighe.
Well, I'm from here. My family moved here in 1957, began farming, and I never got very far from home. Off to Iowa State University after graduating from Atlantic High, and got my degree, a Bachelor of Science degree, and came back to Atlantic and worked in engineering field for the next awful long time, 40 plus years. And so I've grown up here, worked on the farm as a kid, and then got in the professional field of engineering. After that, my wife and I started Sunnyside Putt'em Up, a little miniature golf course, driving range. Thought maybe that would last a few years. I think we were 25 years old when we started that. And we're still there. And enjoying having people come down to that every day in the summer. So, but yeah, I'm a longtime hometown guy, especially with the engineering field here. I probably know more about the Atlantic community than anyone else living today. I've just been involved in development and projects and job creation, you know, my whole adult life.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the decision to run. Why are you running for mayor?
You know, I always said I was mayor back in 86 to 92, and I always said someday when I'm retired, I'd like to have the opportunity to do it again. And that's probably the number one question I get from folks is why at this point would you want to be involved in city government as mayor? And I really, the best answer I can give is I sincerely believe I can make a significant difference in the community. If I didn't think I could make a difference, I wouldn't be doing it. But I just think there's a need for some strong leadership, and I believe I'm the person that can do that.
Okay. Talk about positives. What positives do you see here in Atlantic?
There's a lot. And one of them I've really noticed is, and probably from going out door to door or just being around in the community, is it seemed like when I was younger, I knew everybody. And I knew either their parents or I knew their kids. And I'm finding I don't know a lot of people. And to me, that's a real positive because these are folks that are coming from somewhere else and coming into the community. And for whatever reason, if it's a job or if it's retirement or if it's closer to family or a midpoint between here and there. But I think that's one real positive. The other positive things are the things that have been done over the last 30 years in the community towards recreation, the Shelburne Quarry, which, you know, fortunately I had a hand in a lot of that in the engineering and in the planning. You know, things that we worked on as mayor, I worked on as mayor back 30 years ago, I ran across a list of goals and objectives back then that I kept. And it was surprising. 90% of the things on those lists were completed, you know. It may have taken 25 years to do it, but that's a real positive. The recreational aspects, the infrastructure, just keeping up with the water sewer, the airport. A lot of people aren't familiar with what goes on at the airport, but we have one of the better facilities in this part of the state for general aviation airports. So that's a few of the positives. There's a lot. There's a lot of good things in this community.
How much time you have.
Huh? Yes, exactly.
Well, talk on the other side then. What challenges does the community face?
You know, I think primarily the first thing on the list would be job creation. And that's true of any community, our size or smaller. But we all know people that have children that don't live here. We have a daughter. She lives in Des Moines. You know, that's where her job and career took her. I think if we could develop more job opportunities in this community, we'd have an opportunity to bring young people, either keep them here or bring them back, and influx of others. And I actually have a strategy for some of that, creating jobs. I was instrumental in the past, helping to get Skyjack to locate here from Canada. And then after the economy went the way it did and they closed their shop, I was instrumental in flying to Canada for a day, meeting with the owner of Skyjack, getting that building purchased at a reduced price and getting it into the hands of plastic professionals, creating those jobs back into Atlantic. I mean, I was instrumental in that. I didn't do it on my own, but I was very active in that. And so I know what it takes to create jobs. It takes networking. It takes thinking outside the box. My plan for creating jobs, I have an idea about forming an alliance with the mayors of Western Iowa and putting some sincere, if you want to call it pressure, on the state legislature in Iowa. There needs to be a program of incentives, either tax credits or other incentives by the state, for business and industry to locate in communities, say, under 10,000 population. You know, Des Moines came out touting that they gained 16% in population over the last 15 years or whatever it was. But at whose expense did that population growth come from? And I firmly believe a lot of it came from small towns in Iowa that our kids are moved to Des Moines and took great jobs there, have great opportunities, but at the expense of small communities. And growing up, I was always told you're only as strong as your weakest link. And we've got to somehow bring that back around to the state level and say, we've got to rebuild our smaller communities. And I think a program of incentives for business and industry to locate in smaller communities would make a lot of sense. Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, the other large community, they don't have to have everything. There's enough to go around to share. And then there'll be people say, well, a lot of towns like Atlantic or even smaller don't have the infrastructure to support a lot of new business and industry. Well, if you team those incentives at the state level with backing it up with funds for improvements to the infrastructure to match those needs, I think we have a recipe for maybe some significant growth in smaller communities again.
Sure. And maybe we've kind of touched on this already, but you mentioned goals earlier. That was the next thing I wanted to ask you about. What goals would you set, both for the short term and for the long term?
Well, the job creation is probably the first on the list, but right along with it would be housing. And I have ideas for housing as well. You know, having the luxury of working in all of these communities in Western Iowa over these past 30 years, I've seen a lot of things that work, and I've seen a lot of things that didn't work when it came to community development. And I have ideas that I would love to share and work with folks here locally to actually make an impact on housing. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's been a big stride made in some particular ways of the housing growth. But I think we need to have an emphasis on single family dwellings. And if that means new homes that would allow folks to move up to new homes and open their homes up, it's a domino effect, creates at the other end of the spectrum, creates first-time homeowners an opportunity. With the housing shortage that we have in this community, it's pretty important. Other things that concerns property taxes. Now, I'm not advocating that we quit spending money, but there is a there's so much a direct proportional relationship between spending and property taxes. Now, the other part of that, I don't know, you have 20 minutes for this show, but just touch on it. It's our property values have gone up and up and up. And, you know, on one hand, that's a good thing. Our properties are worth more. But on the other hand, at the same mill levy rates and the same debt service rates, our property taxes are just going up and up, even though a lot of the government entities within the county are holding their tax levies pretty low, or at least consistent. But again, I just think we need to be more aware of the effect of spending on property taxes. The last item is a capable workforce. Everybody has signs up. And that's not really a city government issue. But I think we have to have more discussions with the school. And I did have a discussion with a school board member about what they're doing to try to reorientate young people into that responsible, capable workforce that everyone needs.
Okay, very good. A little bit of time left. Give them the sales pitch.
I'm from here. I have a vested interest in this community. I'm a property owner. I have rental properties. My wife and I do. We own commercial property. I want to give back to the community. And there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance, but I'm confident I can make a positive difference for the community because I know this community, I have contacts, I have the desire to bring young people, in fact, all people, together to have a voice and not focus on the complaints or the concerns, but focus on how do we make a positive change. And that's what I believe my leadership abilities can do.
Tim Tighe, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Jim.